Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא אמונה.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of faith above reason. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources. We are in excerpt number 11. The study material is on the site. And in the Arvut system, you should click on the study material button in the upper menu. You can ask questions both on the site. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, we're continuing in the same primary topic in the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to attain the spiritual force, the force of bestowal, that towards us, relative to our nature, it is the force of love of others, bestowal to the Creator, bestowal to everything that exists outside of men. And towards that, we want to more and more and more each and every day to take a step forward and to make such actions that they can awaken the upper force, the force of bestowal, so that it will influence us. And that we will truly begin to feel that it is possible to be outside ourselves, outside our will to receive, and to think about what is above men. So let's read, Dudi.
So
we are reading in the document Faith Above Reason, excerpt number 11, from Shemati 14. The Romemut, exaltedness or sublimity of the Creator, means that one should ask the Creator for the strength to go above reason. This means that there are two interpretations to the Romemut, exaltedness of the Creator. One, to not be filled with knowledge, which is the intellect with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to answer his questions. It is called Romemut because all the wisdom comes from above and not from man. Meaning that man can answer his own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and mitzvot, commandments. However, if the above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive.
Two,
the greatness of the Creator, exaltedness of the Creator, means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant his wishes. Therefore, one should go above reason. Then one sees that he is empty and becomes needy of the Creator. Two, only the Creator can give him the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the exaltedness of the Creator.
Yes, well, let's see Kiev.
Dear Rav, what does it mean that the Creator will answer him?
I want that what I do, it will be managed by the force of bestowal. And this is what I ask the Creator for. It cannot be that I will receive the force of bestowal from above, from the Creator, if I do not ask for it. Because that would be called coercion. but rather it has to be according to the desire, according to the yearning of the person. This is how he accordingly receives help from the Creator. And if he asks for an egoistic force, the force of reception, then he will receive the force of reception and he will see how much this eventually brings him only bad. Not immediately, but he will learn more and more how much he truly wants the force of reception. He truly wants the force of reception. Then he gets from above the support for that until he sees that it's not to his benefit. And this is how we learn. The whole of humanity learns in this way, even though it hasn't yet reached that result, the correct summary, the bottom line. And so what we have to demand from the Creator is the force of bestow. How can we? Only in a form that we connect between us and we begin to raise from us, from our connection, a deficiency. We want to be connected with our, in our inner dispositions into one great disposition. And that disposition, we want to serve it to the Creator, that we want to get from Him the force of bestow. And that, so that that force of bestow will dwell among us, and it's not to our benefit that we need it, but rather that we will build it in such a way that common, that great common force of bestow, so it will all be directed back to the Creator. And then it will be called I to my beloved, and my beloved to me. This is how we will advance.
Это значит, что если мы вот так вот направляем себя на Творца,
does that mean that if we direct ourselves in this way to the Creator through the connection between us, by this we seemingly bestow upon Him, and at the same time we're under the influence of His power?
We cannot give anything to the Creator. But the fact that we want to receive from Him the force of bestowal, by that we give Him contentment. All of His pleasure is in that that He bestows. Therefore, we need to try to establish within us a yearning for the force of bestowal. And then to connect, to join all of our individual desires to bestow together in the ten, through each one shall help his friend. This is how we achieve, this is how we present to him our deficiency for bestowal. What is our deficiency for bestowal? That if we ask from the Creator, the force of bestowal, in order to connect together, we by that want to give Him a place to in which to bestow to us. And there is no greater pleasure than that we can give Him. If we want to become equipped with the force of bestowal, which is called the force of faith, or the force of Binah, the light of Hasadim, this is called to bestow in order to bestow, or an incomplete righteous, or intermediate. And later on, we even want to reach the quality of receiving in order to bestow. When we want to receive from the Creator all of the bounty and the abundance, everything that He wants to give us, actually everything that He has, so that we gradually build within us the deficiencies to receive it in order to bestow. And by that, we give contentment, true contentment, to the Creator. As it says that more than the calf wishes to suckle, the cow wants to feed. This is how we advance and also come closer to I to my beloved and my beloved to me. Until we give the Creator the deficiency and He gives us fulfillment. And by that, we begin to truly be in adhesion with each other. Our deficiency is to receive from him in order to give him contentment. And his feeling is in that he fills us. That's it. Dudi, what?
Question. What is reason?
Reason is, well, let's say the will to receive.
What is it? My recognition, my perception, my thoughts. What is it?
What I feel that I want and I want to receive it from the Creator, that He gives and I receive and I have no one else from which to receive it, that is called Da'at, reason, for the time being.
Yes. When he writes that he wants the Creator to grant his wishes,
yes.
What does that mean?
That what he's asking for, what am I asking for? I'm asking that I will have the force of bestowal so that I will be able to present my vessels that I want to bestow to the Creator. That I have no greater pleasure, because I'm already working above reason, right? I have no greater pleasure than feeling that I am bestowing to the Creator, that by that I'm giving him contentment.
So, when the Creator fills him, when he works with him, what happens to his reason?
He works with his reason in the form of bestowal. We can talk about it a lot, but until it settles within us, clothes within us, we don't know what it is. Eventually, this is how it happens. But soon, it is coming closer and closer until it will clothe.
Merkaz 1.
Merkaz 1.
What does it mean to go above reason with the friends?
That I don't see them in my eyes, but rather I see them as corrected, that the Creator has arranged them for me in order for me to connect with them, so that through bestowal to them, I'll be able to prepare myself for bestowal to the Creator. Okay. PT 35.
Good morning, Av. How do we establish our yearning for the force of bestowal among us in the ten?
Through exercises, through connection. There's nothing you can do about it. This is how it is. As Rabash writes, we have to connect all of the deficiencies, the yearnings, give examples as though each one is already in something, in some way he's good, and give confidence to the others and advance in that way.
If I get up in the morning and I say, I believe that we are there, we just don't feel it enough. I want to ask the Creator, that the Creator will let us feel it, to increase that feeling in our hearts. Is this a correct request from the Creator?
That too. Everything is good. We just have to not sit calmly, but each time to try to renew the deficiencies and raise them from between us to the Creator. The most important thing is from between us. Okay, Dudi?
Next excerpt. Excerpt number 12 from Shamati number 16. It is written, "Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light." The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord It means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be so strong as if they see with their eyes with certainty that it is so, that the Creator watches over the world in a manner of good and doing good. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, since seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator above, over the creatures is in a manner of good and doing good. While they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, "We want to see the quality of the good and doing good as seeing within reason." Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to give them such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason, that there will be no difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, those who want to adhere to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord.
I don't see any questions. I think that you should read it again.
Again, excerpt number 12. It is written, "Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light." The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are awaiting to be imparted faith above reason, that faith will be so strong as if they see with their eyes with certainty that it is so, that the Creator watches over the world in a manner of good and doing good. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, since seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is in a manner of good and doing good. While they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, "We want to see the quality of good and doing good as seeing within reason." Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to give them such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason, that there will be no difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, those who want to adhere to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord.
Okay, well, let's hear Merkaz 1.
He writes here that we should ask for faith to be so strong as if they see it within reason. What is this as if?
As though they would see it with their own eyes, but they don't want to see it with their eyes. They want to see it in the light of faith.
What does it influence? A person behaves the same way or what?
A person who receives the light of faith, he behaves as though it were within reason, as though it is effect. and even more than that. Because the facts that he gets on his own, egoistically, they may change. When he gets it from above, then he feels that it is truly complete knowledge. Hebrew 10.
What's the difference between reason and intellect?
It depends on which reason. The intellect is what we have in our intellect, in our head, in the vessels of reception. The vessels of reception have a brain and a heart. So, what one has in his mind that he understands, this is his reason, the person's reason. And above reason means that he gets from above such an understanding, such feeling in the vessel of the heart and in the vessel of the brain, and that for him is a greater fact.
Moscow 1.
Да, спасибо, Раф. Чем больше мы скрываем себя...
Yes, thank you very much. The more we conceal ourselves, the more our faith above reason grows, or vice versa. The more we try to be in faith above reason, then we diminish ourselves more.
I don't quite understand what you mean by these words, and so it's hard for me to answer. What does it mean that we conceal ourselves? We conceal our ego?
Да, мы скрываем наше эго, да.
Yes, we're hiding our egos.
So,
meaning increasing faith above reason, it grows when we hide ourselves?
That is true. Yes. That's it. We have no more. Well, let's continue.
Excerpt number 13. It is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives a discernment of Achorayim, posterior, discerned as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be as glad as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in a form of a Chorayim, posterior, I agree.
Again.
Again, except 13. It is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives the discernment of Achorayim, posterior, discerned as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be as glad as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in a form of Achorayim, I agree.
Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот у меня такой вопрос.
Good morning, Raf. Question is this. In Faith Above Reason, when we say that it is a term of bestowal and reception, do I understand correctly that the intention is not the act or the desire, but the intention, meaning who will receive this pleasure? Me, or maybe the friends or the Creator?
That's right. We need to understand that if we do not receive an illumination from above, then we exist inside our ego, because we have over us the influence of the light, and it makes us only receive, which is also an influence from the Creator. Otherwise, we would not exist at all. Rather, we exist through a special influence from above that obligates us to be the receivers. That is both the bad and the good. It doesn't matter what it is. It is all caused from above. That's clear. However, we need to ask and to perform all kinds of actions in order to awaken from above a different kind of influence, so that it will elevate us above our ego, above the ordinary influence, which is called creation, bri'ah, outside of spirituality, so that we will be able to receive a different force, the force of bestowal, the desire to bestow above our will to receive. This is what we want. And in this way, we should advance. Of course, if we will not receive from above the force of bestowal, Bina, the upper light, it doesn't matter how you call it, we cannot yet distinguish all of these things. If we do not get it from above, of course we will remain in the initial influence that only awakens within us the will to receive. And about that it says, if the Lord will not build a house, its builders work in vain. Meaning, if the Creator doesn't give us the force of bestowal, so that in it, in that force, we will also be able to want, and maybe even later on to perform actions of bestowal. If he doesn't do it, then we are doomed. Then we remain in our initial nature, which is only the will to receive. This is what it is about. So, as much as we will understand that here there is some other illumination from above, which is called the force of bestowal, the upper light, and this is what we should try to come closer to ask for, to receive. Then we will change. And if we won't get it, then we will not change. So it's one of two. So what do we have to do in order for us to receive from above that force of bestowal? As much as we do from below, whatever is within our power. Within our power, it's we can connect between us. Let's connect in all kinds of different forms. It's possible to study. Let's study. It's possible to pray. Let's pray. Let's ask. And so on. Everything that is within our power to do from below, let us do it. Kabbalists tell us, those who already received this force of bestowal from above, in addition to the force of reception that we all received, they told us, do such and such and such actions and you will be successful. So we checked it ourselves and we succeeded. Then we're done. So let's do it.
Baltia Free.
Thank you, Rav.
There was only one question. I already got the answer for it, so I'll ask something else. How do we shift from lack of disclosure to disclosure?
It is all through the upper force. Moscow 6.
Вопрос от товарища. Что значит, что Творец понимает?
A question from a friend. What does it mean that the Creator understands?
Да, в отрывке так сказано. Если Творец понимает...
Yes, it is written in the excerpt that if the Creator understands, that it will bring him more contentment. In excerpt 13, the last sentence, if the Creator understands that he will be have more contentment if I work in the form of a Chorayim, I agree.
Ah, this is what the person says. It's not what the Creator says, but seemingly it's what the person says, that if the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in a form of a Chorayim posterior, that's what the person says, then I agree also to work in the form of the posterior. Unity 2.
A question from a friend. What is the act that contradicts the intellect?
Can you repeat it more clearly?
What is the action that contradicts, it is in contradiction with our intellect? What is the act that is in contradiction to our intellect?
These are the actions of bestowal, which are contradictory to the actions of reception, which are the only ones that can be understood within our intellect, within our reason. That's clear?
And can there be above reason without these feelings?
I don't really understand what you're saying. Where do you take these words from? What did you say right now?
Feelings, these sensations and the feeling that we have to act as if it is in our senses.
Yes, this is how we should do it. It's as though we are in the force of bestowal, in the group, and also with the friends, and in the whole world, as much as possible, to be in the force of bestowal.
Kabu 7. Even though I work in a form of Achorayim, when is it that I work in that form? What is it that I do?
Lo shomim.
Anachnu tzichim lishtokek.
We need to yearn all the time to be in a disposition towards connection, towards mutual bestowal, mutual support, and out of that, as much as we can gather our desires and thoughts towards that, we need to aim them to the Creator, to connection and fulfillment. That is all.
That means working in Achorayim, all these acts that you just described?
Achorayim posterior means actions that I perform at a time that it doesn't shine for me. When I'm in darkness, when I am in the opposite of what I want to do, this is called a state of Achorayim, posterior. When the upper one deliberately is giving me such conditions in which I will be able to establish myself so as to work above reason. Even though it doesn't shine for me, even though I don't understand, and I have all kinds of disturbances, in spite of that, I try to raise myself above whatever the Upper One establishes for me, because I understand that by that, He is developing me. If I do not understand it and I forget about it, then I have a group.
Barur.
Kiev
2.
Okay,
Kiev 2. Yes, thank you, dear Rav. You basically answered my question, but in the excerpt, it talks about the state of joy that when we feel it in the Echolayim, in the Ten, despite it, we have to be in a state of joy. From where do we take the joy?
We get joy out of the fact that we are working against our ego and coming closer to the Creator. Against our ego, we're coming closer to the Creator. Even though our ego wants to distance us from the Creator, this is how we have to establish the correct form of our state with respect to the Creator. But we do want to come closer in what? By developing within us the force of bestowal.
Beseder.
Okay.
Natanya.
Ken, any brishutcha idea kadain?
With your permission, I will try to make a precision. The friends are sitting here with me, and each one has his own grievance, complaint. And I don't feel like doing things. So, what exactly is the Echolayim here, and what joy can be in these Echolayim?
Echolayim, posterior, means that nothing shines to me, and I'm happy that nothing shines to me, because if it would shine, I would not be able to perform any nearing to the friends, any actions of bestowal, because it would shine, and I'd be happy like a drunkard. So that nothing matters. Only my individual state. Because the Creator gives me the state of Echolayim, of posterior, that it doesn't shine for me, so I feel myself how much I'm not in bestowal, I'm not close to the Creator. So by that, He actually gives me an opportunity to come closer. By not shining to me, He doesn't fill my vessels of reception. And then I'm not bribed.
And
in this way, I can advance correctly. That's it.
Tzafon 1.
Tzafon 1.
Rav,
it's a bit unclear yet. The concealment of the face, is that revelation or is that our present state?
Concealment of the face means a person feels that he is in concealment, that the Creator is present, and at the same time, he hides himself. It's a kind of revealing that there is concealment. It's a revelation that there is concealment. PT 31.
Sometimes, a little bit of darkness can make a friend run away. So how do we develop that ability of seeing the darkness as an opportunity to advance?
We need to talk about how all the states we go through are all directed toward the purpose of creation, toward the final point. And therefore, in all the states we go through, there is a need for the Upper One. So we have to develop and importance for each and every state.
So it's worthwhile to talk about it in the 10, about the states we go through and talk about how they're useful for our advancement?
By all means. Moscow 6.
Rav, получается, что в начале пути...
Rav, it turns out that in the beginning of the path of a person, for a long time he has he's in joy. So that person does not feel the posterior?
Yes. Yes.
PT 29.
PT
29.
As he is merciful, so you should be merciful. Is that also the posterior?
No. I can't say about this. It depends on what state you're talking about. Latin 2.
Gracias, Rab. Rab, estoy confuso porque el texto
dice. Thank you, Rab.
Que uno debería.
It's a little bit confusing for me because the text says that a person should feel joy as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face, but this is not something that we feel during the work.
It's not what you feel, but it's what you should feel. So work on what he writes in all those excerpts until you achieve it. So that for you, the face or the back, panim or choraim, will be the same. And it won't matter if you have concealment or revelation. But rather, you want to work only in order to bring contentment to the Creator. And this is what fills you, satisfies you. Internet.
From Africa, they're asking, if we justify everything that the Creator does, isn't that actually within reason, within our logic? How does that not contradict the concept of faith about reason?
I
justify what the Creator does because I believe that it is all in order to develop my vessels of reception. Yes. This is why I experience all the states with the power of faith, that it all comes from the Creator, and it is all in order to develop my vessels of bestowal. Not reception, bestowal. To bring me closer to vessels of reception, of bestowal. To adhesion with the Creator.
Mark 19. What is the boundary between asking from the Creator to see him as good and doing good within reason versus the belief, the faith that he is good and doing good above reason?
Asking the Creator to see him within reason is a klipa, a shell. And above reason is kedusha, holiness.
Mark 18. Is a process that's occurring where faith within reason is replaced by a different perception, the way that we perceive, different from how we perceive the Creator beforehand?
Of course, faith within reason, there are many, how should I put it, reasons there to deviate from the path. Because it is faith in reason. Within reason. It's the force of bestowal within the vessel of reception. It is a place for huge confusions. That's where all the faiths and religions come from and all that there is in humanity. Okay?
Mark 4. Is it correct to say that I ask for the force of bestowal, and I get it. And by that, I mean arvut, a mutual responsibility for the friends?
Of course. If I receive the power of bestowal, and I'm already in the power of bestowal, to that extent, I'm already in arvut, in mutual responsibility with the friends.
Last question from Tel Aviv. If, for example, when Kabbalists tell me that now the sun is shining and I see that it isn't so, I have to believe above reason that it is so?
Yes. Yes. I'm not sure exactly what it means by the sun. Our world is not in doubt, but and with respect to spiritual discernments on our spiritual path, of course, I have to accept the view of the society and the upper one. Let's move on to the women.
A
question from Brazil. It says in excerpt 12 that faith should be so strong as though they see with a clear vision and knowledge that this is how it is. How can I conduct myself in this way if I don't know what is the revelation of the Creator?
We can't receive the revelation of the Creator unless we receive from above the power of bestowal. This is called, in your light, we will see light. Otherwise, we can't. Next.
It says in excerpt 13, and to say that for him it is as important as the disclosure of the face, meaning that he should be as glad. What is that state of joy?
And joy is the resolution of doubts. That previously we had doubts and questions and problems, and a person rose above it because he received an illumination from above, and this is what makes him happy, that now his view is the same as the view of the Creator.
A question from Latin. It says in excerpt 12 that seeing contradicts faith. So how come we say about the Creator, bo'eh, that come and see?
There is seeing in the light of mercy, seeing in the light of wisdom, an egoistic seeing. There are all kinds of seeing, ways to see. So we want to see in the light of faith. So the darkness shines as light.
A question from Mark 36. Why is the day of the Lord darkness and not light?
The day of the Lord is darkness and not light because for the Creator, the day is a day of bestowal. And for us, the day is a day of reception. And therefore, we are opposites. We have to perform such actions in which we are drawn to a state where the darkness becomes light. So the darkness shines as light. So what seems to us in our vessels of reception, which is why it was darkness, we correct those vessels to work in order to bestow, and then we can see the light in those vessels.
Question from Argentina 1. Does the Creator make us work in the posterior in order to make us work in bestowal? Does it increase the faith above reason that we have?
We don't limit ourselves. On the contrary, we constantly expand our vessels. I'm not going against reason. Broaden my vessels. What do we see from our entire reality? A very tiny reality. We are impressed in our very narrow, limited vessels of reception, and we have nothing else. We don't know what happens before we are born, after we die, and reality itself, where we are. Who is managing us? What are we doing? What are the results and the consequences of our actions? We don't see any of it. So it turns out that we are like tiny critters that have no eyes. And we don't know how to work. This is why we first of all have to receive from the Creator the powers to see. Vision means the power of bestowal, and then we will know what world we are in. Then we won't exist only because we are afraid of death and of pain. We will rise above all those discernments, these bad discernments. This is what we need to rise above our will to receive, which limits us from one end to the other.
So, why does the Creator make us work in the posterior if we don't see all of these things?
To want to work in the face.
A question from Ruth 6. Why everything that we read now is so unclear? There's nothing that you can hold on to, that you can grasp in order to start to feel and internalize these things.
I understand you. It's really not clear and not understood, and it won't be clear or understood until we receive from above the power of bestowal. When we receive the power of bestowal from above, we will immediately begin to feel, understand, and position correctly all of reality. But if we don't receive the power of bestowal, we will remain in the dark.
A question from Ita 6. It says in excerpt 12 that a person does something that contradicts the intellect. This is called against one reason. This is called faith above reason. What does it mean to go against one's reason, one's intellect?
It is written, they have eyes, but they do not see. Meaning, I don't follow my ego, which manages me. Rather, I follow the advice of Kabbalists. They tell me, unite among you, and I unite. They say, you can see reality not in your own eyes, but through the eyes of the group. So I try to connect among us, among the friends, in such a way that I will see reality through the tent, through the group, through the center of our connection. And then, in this way, I can come to see with the light of faith, the light of bestowal. Next.
That's it for the time being.
Very well. Thank you, women. And we, what are we doing, Dudi?
Continue with faith above reason or move on to some other materials?
Let's continue some more.
Okay.
Another excerpt or two.
Okay, so excerpt 14 from Shamadi 42. When one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes blank, which is the lowest quality, lowest phase in the upper world. And that becomes the Keter to the lower one, as the Kli of Keter is a vessel of bestowal. The lowest phase in the upper one is Malchut, which has nothing of its own. Only in this manner it is called Malchut. It means that if one takes upon himself the kingdom or malchut of heaven, which is a state of not having anything gladly, afterwards it becomes ketil, which is a vessel of bestowal. once again, excerpt 14, when one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes blank, which is the lowest quality or phase in the upper world. And that becomes the Keter, the lower one, as the Kli of Keter is a vessel of bestowal. The lowest phase in the upper one is Malchut, which has nothing of its own. Only in this manner it is called Malchut. It means that if one takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven, which is in a state of not having anything gladly, afterward it becomes Ketil, which is a vessel of bestowal.
Besender Barur?
Okay.
Kiev.
Clear? Kiev.
Раф, а что вот к этому состоянию кетера мы можем прийти только в отсутствие опоры?
Раф, in that state of кетер, can we reach it only even without having any hold on it, any grasp?
But it's natural that if you raise yourself from below upward, then when you come through all your sefirot from Malchut to Keter, then above your Keter, you have a higher Patsuf. And what is it there? And it's Malchut. Malchut of the upper one is above the Keter of the lower one. And then you enter Malchut of the upper one. Malchut of the upper one is black. It has no light in it. And then you work with your Patsuf, you being the lower one, you work with your Patsuf, and your first action is to accept, receive Malchut of the Upper One as your Keter. There's actually plenty of light there, otherwise you wouldn't have a Patsuf in the first place. But for you, it is darkness, because you are still not in the qualities, in such qualities that you can feel, distinguish, to see that the upper One is filled with light. Except for you, it is darkness, because you're not in the qualities of bestowal. You're still not in them. And therefore, it seems to you like all the operations it performs and all the filling that is in it is darkness. You don't want it. You're not set up for it. But if you raise yourself up above yourself, it is called acquiring the force of bestowal above your reason, above your egoistic desire. Then you begin to equalize yourself with the upper one. And then you begin to see that the upper one is filled with lights and shines. And you receive from it the feeling, the understanding, everything. On condition that you make some efforts, a little bit of efforts, to be similar to the upper one. That's it. This is how we rise from one state to the next, from one degree to the next, from the lower Patsuf to a higher Patsuf, from Keter of the lower one to Malchut of the upper one. Okay.
Просто тут из отрывка такое складывается впечатление, что
it's just that here from this excerpt, this impression, yeah, we get this impression that we need to start the work by the Creator placing it in darkness.
It is true. It is true. The work begins. The work begins with the person feeling that he is in the dark, because that's the first condition. For him to be able to do the work, he's been required, demanded to do the work. But if he doesn't feel that he is in the darkness, then what can he do? He didn't receive conditions to work. On what will he work?
Так, а это условие, когда он получил эту тьму, это как бы призыв.
And this condition that when one gets this darkness, it's a call for upliftment.
Yes, yes, good, correct.
לכן מקובלים.
This is why Kabbalists are happy when the darkness shines for them, because it is an invitation to ascend.
New York 4.
New York 4.
Rav, this process where we receive the Malchut of the Upper One above our Keter, and then we're Kabbalists are happy about it. Is this process something we're going through daily in our work, or does this only happen later?
We too go through it, but for us it is still in a way that it's as if the upper one does it instead of the lower one. It's like being filled with the mother's milk. We're being tended to. We are already working, but in such a way that we don't really understand what is being done on us, and we're not participating in it for real. But we are already in such operations that the Creator does on us. Changes, changing states that we go through, they are all results of the work of the Upper One. But of course, we always have the possibility to add of our own, mainly in connection and in the intention toward the Creator, in the connection between us and to direct it toward the Creator. Tzafon 2.
Rav, does
the spiritual perception of reality come as a result of working with our imagination?
The spiritual reality is not a result of the imagination. We need the imagination. You can't help it. Because if we have nothing, then we have to somehow imagine something. We need to have some sort of a vision of the future. Otherwise, a person is not a human being at all. He becomes flat. He can't make any movement, because in any movement we already imagine the following state. It is a force that sustains the living and also the vegetative in the still too, but we don't see it. The will to receive in order to exist has to feel the future state that it will obtain. Otherwise, in the present too, it won't be able to exist. All of creation is in motion from beginning of creation to the end of creation. Eta 3.
Rav, buongiorno. Possiamo dire
good morning, Rav. Can we say that the more we advanced, the more it becomes dark, and the difficulties will always increase between us?
It's true, but accordingly, we are already equipped with feeling, with an intellect, with experience from what we've experienced. And we can go above reason, above our intellect, and imagine more advanced states. Just as in our lives, we go from one grade to the next.
So everything is organized in the way that we will go above.
Yes, of course. Of course. It is not we who do these things. We have to do what Kabbalists, because they connect us to the upper force. So what Kabbalists who connect us to the upper forms recommend for us to do. And then by this, we respond correctly to the upper force, which then continues to nurture us, to raise us.
Rav, there are friends that are not here with us, and they wanted to be. They wanted to be with us. How can we help these friends? We, from our 10, can we do their work?
No, we need to do our work. And think only about them, that if they want to join, we're willing to accept them, either into an additional 10 or even within our 10, depending on what friends and what situation, what state they're in. We can't stop ourselves, our progress, in order to tend to them. No. We need to perform actions by which we bestow more and more upon the Creator and not upon people. To people, we are willing to do everything so they will join us and go with us, but not that we tend to them and that this is our main thing in life. No. The purpose of creation is nevertheless to bestow upon the Creator and by this to achieve equivalence with Him.
PT 25.
Rav,
what is it building us? What vessels do we get out of the fact that we have to go through darkness in order to obtain the light?
It is exactly what builds our vessels. It builds the vessels in us, because by this we are in vessels of reception that need correction.
What does it mean that they undergo correction? What does it build in us as people, as human beings? What does it do?
We receive from the Creator the power of bestowal only on condition that we want to receive it in some way to bring us to bring the will to receive, to be equipped with the force of bestowal. The Creator takes us through all kinds of states, through suffering, through problems, life, death. Look what humanity is going through. And all those things join into one great amount or account. That's it. So now we're finally beginning to understand, because of all the blows and states we're going through, we're beginning to understand that there is a purpose to these states, and the purpose is higher, higher and higher, until we come to a state where the purpose is to rise above our states and into a perception of reality, a relation to reality that is completely different, that it is not, that the problem is not with reality and this is what we have to correct, but we are the problems, we are the problem, and we are what needs to be corrected. And because we give up on our efforts to correct the world, this is how Kabbalists call those people in the world, yes, as world reformers. These are mainly philosophers and thinkers and whatnot. We don't need to correct the world. There's nothing to correct in the world. We need to correct ourselves, as we learn in the perception of reality, that everything is within us. And therefore, we need to correct only ourselves and turn our relation to reality invert our relation to reality. You want to create a different reality? Correct yourself. But by wanting to correct yourself egoistically, you'll become corrupted in some different way. You'll become a socialist, a philosopher, a democrat. There are many names to it. By this, in this you also go through all kinds of states until you finally understand that to correct, you need only to correct yourself and not the world. And with this relation, when you come to bestow upon everyone, and that too is not good, it's not enough. That too is a klipa, a shell. But in order to bring contentment to the Creator, then you really come to the form of absolute bestowal. Meaning you have to go through several states here until you finally understand in what is the real purpose of your development.
So,
that's it. PT 33.
Sometimes we're told that we respond to states that are unpleasant for our ego, that it's for the better, it's towards correction. Sometimes we're told to tell the ego, suffer, this is how the Creator created you. So when should we answer this way? When should we answer that way when the ego is suffering?
You're right. Sometimes, as Rabash would say, we tell it, let it suffer, when he would talk about his body. But this isn't really the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is to enjoy in all of our selves, in all of our inclinations, in all of our desires, through infinity, from one end to the other. But when can we do it? On condition and to the extent that all our desires are aiming to bestow. Then I enjoy in them to the fullest in order to bestow upon the Creator. But first, I have to, in my every cell, in every desire, I have to aim in order to bestow, meaning to fill up all the cells of my soul, the cells of my desire, to fill them with the light of mercy, chasadim. And on top of the light of chasadim, I am willing to receive the light of chokhmah, the light of wisdom, and not otherwise. Therefore, I say to my egoistic will to receive, let it suffer. Because it forces me to enjoy where I am. And to this, I object. I want to come to enjoy giving to the Creator. PT 13.
Can you explain the joy that awakens at a time of darkness?
Then it's not darkness anymore. It is already called the darkness shines as light. Darkness is with respect to the will to receive. And shines as light means it is with the light of chasadim, light of mercy, when the light of bestowal is revealed to me. You understand? This is what happens.
Latin 2.
Gracias, Rav. La pregunta es del amigo Pedro.
Thank you, Rav.
¿Cuál es el motivo por
a question by our friend Pedro. What is the reason why the Creator is revealed first in the opposite form so that later on we can reveal His face?
In order to create in us very big will desires to receive. So for this, He is revealed in a manner that my beloved is like a gazelle, that he runs away from us, but he turns his face backwards. By this, he builds in us desires to receive toward him until we turn all of them into in order to bestow. Okay? Internet.
Moscow 3. What does it mean to see through the eyes of the group?
To try to clothe in the friends. That's it?
Mark 19, we read, Malchut has none of her own nothing. How does that come to expression in the 10?
When no one demands for himself, but wants to help the friends satisfy their deficiencies. This is called mutual responsibility toward those who are on the same boat.
Last one from Kabu 2. The sensation of darkness, how does it feel? What are these sensations on the human level that we feel?
I can't say. There are things we cannot convey to one another because it depends on one's personal feeling. Okay?
Woman Internet.
I
heard that the Kabbalists are happy in this darkness looming to them because it's time to ascend. I'd receive the invitation and what to think about it.
They receive, they're happy with the darkness as with the light, and even more than with the light, because it gives them the opportunity to rise to a higher state. And therefore, as he says, there is no happier state in a person's world than when he despairs with his own strength, which is darkness. And only if he now cries out to the Creator, it will elevate him to a higher degree. Next.
Moscow 18, same topic. With each excerpt, each lesson, we feel more and more, if we feel more distant from the source of life, and despair, and inability, even in one condition, to advance. And if I can't do anything, is enough to relate all these states, to ascribe all these states to the Creator, to His method?
In the meantime, yes. There will be more and other conditions, but in the meantime, yes. Next.
How can we direct to bestow contentment to the Creator when there's no connection with Him? Any connection.
But instead of Him, you have a 10, which is the same pattern, like meeting with the Creator. If you have no 10, you have no place to meet the Creator. That's the whole difference between religion, when you may pray, cry out, ask, and be seemingly in contact with the Creator, and the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is a method to reveal the Creator to the created being in this world. That's how it's written. That's the definition of the wisdom of Kabbalah. So what's the difference? The difference is that the wisdom of a Kabbalah reveals the Creator to a person. He starts revealing the Creator as the most important thing, the closest to Him, because the Creator begets His soul and nurtures, develops His soul, and fills his soul. And it's felt inside a person as the main thing, the most internal thing he has. Whereas beliefs, faiths, religions and philosophies of all sorts are only logical and intellectual than you attain in the intellect. That's why that's not considered attainment.
That's the difference. We must hear the Kabbalists because they open up new vessels altogether for us to reveal the Creator. Yes.
Question from Kafkas. What can the lower one give from himself to the Malchut of the upper? Because he has nothing of himself. Is it only joy?
The lower one gives the upper one vessels by which the upper one can be revealed. Without the lower one giving these vessels, the upper one is without revelation. He's disconnected from all the created beings. Next.
That's it in the meantime.
All right. So, Dudi, what are we going to?
Oh, shalom.
Preface or peace?
We are not in the end of the peace article, right?
We are in proof of his work by experience. So first the song, and then go on to the peace.
Everybody here, the broken heart is clear. Has everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Now love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the dark. Now everyone is here, sharing one heart. There are voices from some distant place, and we hear them growing louder and louder each day. All around the world, around the world, all around the world, around the world. Chance for love to go around the world. Let everybody hear, a broken heart is clear. How's everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Love will be the choice, a song for each and every